You're listening to Orange Blaze, a Florida Trail podcast.
I think that the Florida Trail is really great for day hikers, actually, and like little backpacking trips, because there are so many trailheads, especially in my area, that you can go for a night, you can go for two or three nights, or you can just be out for a day. And you can do point to points, you can do little out and backs. There's loops, like there's the Big Oak Trail. So I think there's a lot of different options that, I mean, I love it. I think it's perfect for a day hiker.
That was Madeline Pinner, artist, native Floridian, and an avid day hiker of the Florida Trail. Madeline's home section is the Suwannee River section of the Florida Trail, one of what I would consider the crown jewels of the Florida Trail. I first came across Madeline around 2011 when I was searching for Florida hiking blogs. Then Madeline was writing at Finding Cross Creek, a journal of sorts to catalog her running activities and nature sightings at Starkey Wilderness Preserve in Pasco County, as well as other areas she ran while at university. I lost track of Madeline for a while after she stopped writing, but later reconnected via Instagram. Madeline is out on the Florida Trail or other trails in outdoor spaces near her home on a daily, if not weekly, basis. She's joined the growing Florida outdoor community and sharing her hikes and adventures on Instagram, and always has something captivating to bring back to those who follow her account. I invited Madeline onto the podcast because she is part of what I consider to be the Florida Trail's primary users, day hikers and local weekend warriors. We talked about how she came to the Florida Trail, what it's like to be on the Florida Trail as a day hiker, and her love for the Suwannee River section of the Florida Trail. There's something to be said for having a close relationship to a natural space in your own backyard. You can find out how to connect with Madeline online via the show notes for this episode on the podcast website. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. And definitely thank you for all of those who have already done so. It is very much appreciated. You can find out more about the podcast at orangeblaze.thegardenpathpodcast.com or drop me an email at orangeblazepodcast@gmail.com if you'd like to share your own Florida Trail story. You can find me on Instagram at orangeblazepodcast. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Yeah, so how was the spring?
It was amazing. It just rained, so there weren't too many people there. It cleared and it was beautiful.
And where exactly is it at? I've never been there and I'm not familiar with that area.
It's Chutney's in Fort White, so maybe like 25 minutes south of me. Not too far.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm excited we're chatting because I don't know. I was trying to think when I, you know, was inviting you to come on the podcast. I was like, I can't remember how I found your blog back. I don't know. It's been like 6 or 7 years.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. And I think I was just missing Florida and looking for like hiking blogs in Florida, which there aren't that many. So, it was good to read your blog, and you were still in college or grad school at that point, I think.
I think I was a sophomore in undergrad at that point.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I know. Yes.
And so you're running and just exploring Florida, and it was good to read. So.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe if you want to introduce yourself, tell a little bit about who you are and maybe kind of where you hike and, or the area that you're familiar with, the Florida Trail, at least.
Okay. I'm Madeline. I live up in North Central Florida, and I live near the Suwannee section of the Florida Trail, like right between the Osceola section and the Suwannee section. So those are the two that I do the most. And I started trail running. That's how I got into, I think, the Florida Trails, was through trail running, through cross country. And I did that for about 8 years. And I ran for probably about 10 years, but had to stop doing that. And eventually I picked up hiking and moved up to this area, and the Florida Trail's right here. So it was perfect.
Yeah. So you were down near the Tampa area, right? Originally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I grew up in West Pasco County. Okay. So the Florida Trail is kind of near there, but I didn't know it existed when I was in high school. So I just stuck with the county park system, and Pasco has great county parks. So that's what I did that whole time. And it wasn't until I moved up here like 6 years ago that I actually found out about the Florida Trail and started exploring it.
And how did you, I guess, who introduced you to the Florida Trail? Did you just see a sign one day, or how does that kind of happen?
I don't remember how I was introduced to the Florida Trail, but I think the first section that I started hiking was the Osceola section. And that was after I was coming back from an injury, and I would just go out for 15 minutes and then come back 15 minutes. And I would do that usually like Friday after work. And eventually I discovered Stephen Foster State Park and then the Suwannee section.
Yeah, those are gorgeous sections. I wish I could go back in time to when I lived in Florida and tell myself, go to North Florida some, because we just kind of stayed in South Florida so much. I mean, it's a neat section and area to explore too, but definitely when we hiked through, I was realizing just like all that we had missed and like the time we could have spent seeing that section. And I feel like you definitely have like a crown jewel in your backyard.
I know, that's what I think too, that it is like, I think a lot of people think it's one of their favorite sections, and I think it's my favorite just because it is in my backyard and that's where I go every week. So it's a special place.
Yeah, and I like, and I mean, Osceola too is another, I feel like Ocala, it's another beautiful section, beautiful part, national forest, but Osceola, I don't know, really rivals it, I feel like.
I have not done Ocala yet, so I can't say.
No,
That's on
okay.
my to-do list. I had planned on doing it, I think, in last February, but I got hurt, so it's still on the to-do list, and hopefully this year.
Yeah, so you started doing your little out and backs on the Florida Trail. Can you talk about day hiking and section hiking? I mean, what is it like as a day hiker versus section hiker? I mean, the Florida Trail is in general, I feel like a much more day use trail at this point in time, at least. I mean, you know, there's a big community around the trail. So as your experience being a hiker of the Florida Trail, can you talk about that a little bit?
I think there are so many people who use it day to day, just like I do, especially the Suwannee section. Like the people who live in this area do use that trail. And just the fact that it's in my backyard, there's so many different trailheads. It's a really practical one to use because it's so big, you know, I think 80 some miles that I don't have to do the same thing again and again. But then I do know each little section so well because I live so close, I can do it often, you know, all throughout the entire year. I hike it and morning, noon, and night. I've seen it all times a day, all times a year.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're like not necessarily seeing hikers, but there's probably like kayakers and fishermen and hunters and all sorts of different people using that section too.
Oh yeah, especially during different times of the year. In the summer, there's not a lot of people out there. Usually it's just me. But in the winter, there's definitely a lot more of the hunters. You see a lot of hikers, a lot of people backpacking that section. But much of the year, when it's a little hotter, it's just me.
And you've met a lot of, I mean, on the online community, at least through Instagram, I feel is pretty, is a, it's a close-knit group, I feel like, and you've met a lot of different people. I've seen you out hiking with some of these folks and getting to spend time and getting to know them. What is, I guess, what's that been like and getting to show other people your home section of the trail?
Yeah, I love that I've been able to meet so many people through Instagram and other social media things with the Florida Trail. And there's a lot of people just in my area that I've found to hike with that I think once you kind of get a group together, a few people where you hike kind of a similar way or you have a similar goal when you're out there, I think that's really nice.
Yeah. What are some like problems or things that you, when you're out there on the trail or any trail necessarily, it doesn't have to be the Florida Trail that I guess you could stick to the Florida Trail on this, that you're seeing that from your perspective as a section hiker or a day hiker that, you know, I guess pluses or minuses for the trail that you think that it would be better to cater towards you versus, you know, a through hiker or, I mean, not necessarily catering to, I guess I should say, but things that you think could be improved upon.
Things that I could be improved upon as a day hiker.
Yeah, like things that you wish that you could, that you see as a hiker, from your perspective.
Gosh, I don't know. I think that the Florida Trail is really great for day hikers, actually, and like little backpacking trips because there are so many trailheads, especially in my area, that you can go for a night, you can go for 2 or 3 nights, or you can just be out for a day and You can do point to points. You can do little out and backs. There's loops, like there's the Big Oak Trail. So I think there's a lot of different options that, I mean, I love it. I think it's perfect for a day hiker.
Right. And the Big Oak Trail, that's the one that comes down at the joint of the two rivers, right?
Yes, near Suwannee River State Park, right, over right. in that little corner. That's a great trail.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that actually the trail took that long loop when I was there. I think it's been rerouted since then, but it took that long loop down the Big Oaks, and it was a neat little experience.
That would be beautiful. That's one that I do a lot when I want like a bigger loop, is that area.
Right. So, you know, have you done any paddling down the Suwannee yet?
I've done a little bit. I'd love to get a kayak or a canoe or something and take advantage of all the river camps. But I've been through Houlton as a hiker, but I haven't done any of that as a kayaker.
Right. Yeah. It would be a good aqua blaze for somebody through hiking. I mean, it's hard to say because hiking along the river is so nice, but to take a paddle down, that would be pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're meeting other hikers and sharing experiences. I mean, you're out, you hike with your boyfriend quite a lot. How do you guys hike together? Do you guys have any problems being hikers as a couple? I know, like, you know, me and my husband have, you know, we've kind of developed things as we've gone on. You know, I go first because I'm slow, but I know being a couple can be problematic sometimes, but do you have any words of wisdom, I guess, to impart on that?
No, I actually met him through the Florida Trail and the social media group. So we did part of Big Cypress together. Yeah, we did part of Big Cypress together. And yeah, that's been a lot of fun to have someone to hike with, someone who's my pace. He's a little faster than me, but it's been fun to have someone to hike with.
How long had he been around the Florida Trail, or was he pretty new to it too?
He's been for a little while. He through hiked a little while ago.
Okay. So you mentioned the Suwannee River State Park and Stephen Foster. Are there any other sections along your area in North Central Florida that you visit and you like to hike frequently?
I think the state parks are a great place to start. Like, a lot of people ask me, like, what's what part of the section should I do? And I either say to start from the beginning, because you're going to want to see all of it eventually, or to start maybe at Stephen Foster because there's good parking and good access to it. So I think those are great starts to it, or if you want to add Osceola into it, because that's not that long either.
Right.
But I think Stephen Foster is probably one of the best places to start and enjoy White Springs.
Right. Ned, did you go to the opening of the new section around Big Shoals yet?
No, I didn't. I wasn't there for that day, but I was down in the Keys. But I do hike that section a lot, and I hiked it before and then after they reblazed it.
Okay. Yeah, we ended up, before they really opened that area up, they had a part of a section in that area, and we ended up, it had been raining heavily for like a day or two, and we were unsure like what the water levels were going to be, so we ended mm-hmm. up white blazing around because we were worried about, you know, being flooded out, so we didn't get to see the Big Shoals, and it's kind Aww. Of, I know, I was really disappointed that we missed that section, so that's like someplace I need to go back to.
Definitely. Have you been to the other side of the Big Shoals State Park?
No, I have not.
You've never seen it? No. Oh, you do need to go see that. That yeah. should definitely be on your to-do list.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like we missed so much of North Florida when we, you know, we just hung out in South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and somewhat Central Florida. But it was just, you know, it's a trek to get from the north to the south part of the state. Mm-hmm. So. And you said you just went to Key West, right? And that was your first time in the Keys?
Yes, that was my very first time down there. I'd never been to that side of the state really at all.
Right. And I guess, how did it look from Irma?
You could definitely still tell. I know that the paved path along much of the roads was kind of eroded in parts, and a lot of the mangroves are still completely brown, like they're just getting their leaves back. So a lot of the parks do have some trails open though, which is right. good.
Yeah. Where did you go? Did you go all the way Key West or just Upper Keys? Or
yeah, I saw all of it. Tried to do as many state parks down there as I could. I had a good tour guide.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a bummer that you saw it after Irma, though, because Bahia Honda and Long Key, they're really nice state parks. Well, so they were before.
It was so beautiful. I thought it was gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I don't know. You know, the people who are doing the ECT, like doing that road walk down there just doesn't sound appealing.
I don't think so either. I'll stick to the actual trails.
Yeah. Maybe biking it or something would be better. So, so you know, you do overnights on the trail, but since you're a day hiker, do you have any particular gear that you take with you? And I guess just to ask, like, what are your mileages that you're usually doing for a day hike? I presume if you're going out like after work, it's a little shorter, but how far do you usually hike?
During much of the year, I go in the mornings, and I do anything from maybe 4 or 5 miles to like 17, 18. It just depends on where I want to go and how I'm feeling. And then a lot of times I'll go after work in the winter when it's nice. And those I'll do maybe 3 or 4 miles. I just have to do something before I go home because it's gorgeous up here in the winter.
Yes. Yeah. So what about like gear? Are you just taking like water and a snack or, and then
I usually wear, an Ultimate Direction vest, and in there I can like pack snacks, and sometimes I take water. I can put a sketchbook and things like that. And I wear my hats, but in the winter, I do take more of a day pack so that I can shed layers as I go, because it starts off maybe 30-some degrees, and then it'll warm up. So
right. Well, and that's another thing, is a lot of people think Florida is warm, but up in the Panhandle, it's more like the deep south, so it gets colder up there.
Mm-hmm. It is definitely cold. I think last year, in January, where we had all the ice. Mm-hmm. So I think the next day I went hiking with a friend, and just there were icicles hanging off, you know, all the palmettos and off the bridges and where you go under with the Florida Trail. And it was probably the most memorable hike on the Florida Trail that I've ever done.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Seeing ice or snow in Florida has got to be different.
So. It was beautiful. Everything was all sparkly. Like, I've never seen the Florida Trail like that before.
That's cool. Yeah. So what about your overnights? Do you take a tent or a hammock, or what's your usual?
I just started doing overnights really not that long ago, maybe 2 years ago. That's kind of when I made the switch. Actually, Jupiter kind of convinced me that I could do it. Yeah. Because I was hiking like maybe 20 miles, and he's like, yeah, this is the next step for you. You should do this. And, you know, he helped me kind of get started, and I take a tent, and that's how I camp. And I love camping on the beaches out on the Swanee section. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great campsites in that area.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I definitely remember being intimidated to switch from day hiking to backpacking. But I don't know. Once you do it, it's just like, you can't ever go back.
No, you can't. I think I was just afraid to carry something because I ran for so long and I didn't carry anything. And then when I actually started hiking, I didn't want to carry anything either. So
yeah.
I started with some nice lightweight gear, and it's not too bad. So I can go for a few days.
Yeah, I totally forgot that you probably wouldn't have carried a backpack, because you said the vest, that made way more sense, because you probably ran with a vest or something, or a little belt or something to carry your water.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was a big transition to actually start carrying something. But I do love doing little overnights, like after work on a weekend, or there's just so many places, there's so many trailheads that it's easy to go and do that up in this area.
Right. And maybe talk about some of your favorite experiences or memorable experiences out on the trail. I know you have a post about an alligator friend of yours. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think one of the best parts about being a day hiker is that you can just revisit a lot of the same places again and again. So once when I was hiking along the Florida Trail, I found this like 8-foot gator. It was huge, and it was a beach that I would normally go and sit at. So I, you know, didn't go and sit there that day, but I took a picture of him and I sent it to my friend, and he's like, that alligator looks really sick. And I'm like, how do you know it looks sick? But it was really thin. So, of course, left him alone. And I came back a few weeks later and he had died. So I've just kind of an interesting process to come back and see him every now and then. And now he's just a few bones, you know, amongst the cypress trees.
Yeah, it's just, it makes me sad every time you post about it, but, you know, because one day I know he's not going to, there's not going to be anything left of him.
Yeah, there's a little bit left. And it's neat that the river has kind of stained the bones as well. They're not bright white anymore. They're kind of this nice ochre color from the water.
Right. And so you're an artist, and you say you take your sketchbook with you. Do you have any special spots or special art things you do, painting or sketching along the trail?
I definitely do a lot of my sketchbook with pens and sometimes pencil. And that really just started from wanting to spend more time on the trail, since when I started to come back after an injury, that I couldn't be out there for that long. So I could at least sit and draw and spend more time outside and then eventually come back in. So on those like little 15-minute out and back hikes, I could spend some more time and enjoy it for a little longer.
Right. No, I like that perspective because I think a lot of hikers just don't stop and sit and enjoy little moments. And I know there's many times when I would, not just the Florida Trail, but any hiking time, I find a spot that I'm like, oh, the light's coming in really good here. And I just want to stop and like enjoy it. But, you know, we're on our way to something or we got to get back to somewhere and I can't just stop and either take the picture or just sit and enjoy it. So I like that you're able to create art and just kind of take a meditative moment on the trail.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like the big reason that I do hike. It's just that quiet and that peace out there. And that's one of the biggest things that I've learned is just to slow down. Coming from running, you know, I would stop and occasionally look at something, but just to go a little bit slower. Like, I've learned so much, different plants, different snakes, all of that. It's been really nice just to go a little bit slower.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you're talking about going slower and enjoying, your photos are always stunning too. And they always make me, I sit there and stare at them for a while, just trying to like absorb the energy from the space, because it just, I don't know, they're very, they make me happy. And the river, it's just the river. It has such a good character.
Thank you. I agree. The river just does something. I love it. My favorite section by far. I like, or any section really that goes along a river, and I'm happy.
Right. And have you been to the Osceola section yet?
I have. I love that section. I've done that one twice now.
Yeah, that's one that I wish we did. We kind of took our time along it. We would stop every so often just kind of looking at it because it felt so prehistoric, and I don't know, it was a different vibe.
Mm-hmm. I think there's areas of the Suwannee, like the upper Suwannee, that feel kind of in a similar way, but I love that area. I camped out there, I don't know, when February, and it had it all to myself. It wasn't anybody else out there. It was so peaceful.
Yeah, that's one thing. As much as it feels like, based on social media, that the trail's popular and everybody's out exploring, it's still not, you know, compared to other trails out west, it's still not used as much as I guess it could be, which, you know, that's a good or a bad thing, however you look at it. You don't necessarily want overcrowded trails, but you do want more people enjoying what's there and knowing what's about it. So
mm-hmm. I haven't done any of the other trails, but it definitely does kind of taper off during parts of the year. Like in the winter, I'll see people out on the Suwannee section every time I go out. But at least right now, you get a few brave people out there with the spiders, but not as much. And that's okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely envious of everybody who's camping right now. I'm like, y'all, this is like not camping season in Texas or Florida. And we're all inside in the air conditioning. So,
yeah, I couldn't camp right now. Maybe in the late fall, I'll start camping again.
Yeah. And it's too rough. Just Florida, anywhere in the South, it's just too much.
I think one of the first big camping trips that I take is in late November for my birthday. I go and I hike my age for my birthday. So I did that. I've done that for, I think, 2 years now. So hopefully I'll do it again this year.
Do you have a particular area that you like to go? Or, I mean, I don't want people to stalk you on your birthday, but...
The Suwannee section, of course. Yes. So I find probably 29 miles somewhere along the Suwannee.
Now, you went to Big Cypress, too, recently, right?
Mm-hmm. I went in March, and I wanted to do that whole section, but with all the fires, I could go to 7 mile camp. So that's as far as we went, which was a little bit further than I went the time before I was there. Okay. Hopefully, eventually, I will get to do the whole section. That's high on my to-do list.
And was it still wet then, or it dried out pretty good by then?
It was fairly dry. Like, we found water in one Cypress Dome, but there wasn't a lot out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the first time we hiked that. It was bone dry. And so even the northern section, but that's really wet usually. Not wet the first time we hiked through there. So it's pretty amazing how different that section can be and what experience it can be. So I don't know. Frankly, I think hiking it, I mean, I like going through the water sometimes, but I think doing it, like you said, in March or even April, when it's dry, the only problem is you got to have to possibly carry all your water if there's no water in a Cypress Dome. So
I think it's hard to plan for that time too, because that is usually when they're having all the fires. So
yeah,
that's why I'm glad I could at least do a little bit, but I would love to do it in January or something like that. Hopefully 1 year I'll get down there and do those 30 miles. And I did a little bit north of 75 as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice area. If you can take the Blue Blaze instead of the Levee Road, that's a good area.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any other sections that you're dying to do?
I need to do Ocala and I need to finish Big Cypress, hopefully this year. And I also really want to do Ocean to Lake. That's really high on my
list. Yeah. That's another one I wish I did. We did once. I wish we'd done it more. I mean, we did a ton of hiking in Jonathan Dickinson. And if you at least get to Jonathan Dickinson, that's a good park to go to. So,
yeah, I stopped by there when I was in Jupiter and I saw the sign, and hopefully I'll actually get to hike through there and not just stand next to the Florida Trail sign.
That's a great one for a really long weekend. A Thanksgiving weekend or something, to hike from the ocean to lake. It might be a little wet in a few areas in Holy Land, but other than that, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, I don't mind wet trails. Not at all. And thankfully I have lots of little weekends where I can go down and do that. Just being a teacher, it's nice to have those little breaks.
Now, are you spreading the word about the Florida Trail to all your coworkers and friends and family, or you?
They always ask about my pictures, and then I tell them about the Florida Trail and these places, and a lot of them have lived here their whole life, 40, 50 years, and they have no idea where I go. They don't know about the trail or all pictures of the bridges and the things that it crosses. They just have no idea. So I think it's interesting that I've only lived up here 6 years, but I don't know, I've worked to really get to know this place.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of sad that so many people don't even know it's in their backyard or know what other public spaces are here. I mean, that goes for, any place. You could say Houston and people wouldn't even know what's around here. So. Mm-hmm. So like I said earlier, you talked about your art, but how much are you doing your art, and how does Florida's wild spaces influence your creativity?
I think after I started trail running, then I started to kind of shift my art more towards landscapes. So that's what I've been doing predominantly since then. And I love those big spaces that I think that there's so many along the Suwannee, the lines of the cypress trees and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
No, that's okay. I mean, do you even have the time to do as much art if you're out hiking so much?
That's when it's gotten hard, because when I couldn't hike as far, I would draw more, but now I just want to keep hiking. So sometimes I have to make myself stop, and not as much in the summer because, you know, all the flies and everything, you just have to keep walking. But right. I do more in the winter that I can actually stop and enjoy it. And not as much right now.
Right.
Too many bugs.
Do you like try to sell your work, or is it mostly for personal?
It's mostly for personal, and I've shown a few pieces, like some picture plans that I found along the trail. That was in a recent show.
Right. Yeah, I think you could do some good stuff with your art, especially, I don't know, I feel like you could make some cool Florida Trail art or just general wild Florida art and sell it. There's a crowd for that for sure.
That's good.
So, I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about about your section or any other section of the Florida Trail or even other places you've gone to? You're always going to different springs too. Maybe even talk about the one you went to today.
I think I'm really just fortunate to live where I do, that there are, you know, dozens or at least over 12 state parks within an hour of where I live. So I could get out to those so much. And I grew up in West Pasco County, and I went to Starkey Park all the time growing up. And that's probably my favorite place, even more than the Suwannee, because that's where I've been running and hiking since I was maybe 14 years old. So I always make time to go back there. And I love kind of revisiting those same places.
So you have a lot of like good memories, and it's really close to your heart, the Starkey Park.
Mm-hmm. I'm a hugely sentimental person, so I love going back to those places. And I guess that's kind of what I do along the Suwannee too, that I just have to get out there.
No, I understand. I feel like the same way. Like, I wanted, when we just had our Florida trip, I wanted to go to some places that we had been to when we lived in Melbourne, but we didn't end up going down to Melbourne. So I kind of was a little bummed that I didn't get to revisit those places. And I don't know, try to rekindle some memories, I guess. So,
yeah, I think that's what's so special about day hiking, is that you have the opportunity to just kind of keep going back to those same places, and you really get to know them and learn them probably more than anybody else.
Right. Now, have you volunteered with the Florida Trail yet?
I have not. I have not volunteered. I think it's hard because where I live, the section that's close to me is not maintained by my chapter. So I have to drive like a county over to work with that chapter. So sometimes that's a little difficult, like after work to go to meetings and things like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. I could imagine that's difficult. We didn't volunteer either. And I feel like I should have. And I don't even think we really joined until like right before we left Florida. So it's not like we were even really keeping tabs on the Florida Trail at that point in time. I remember reading a couple of like trail journals back in the mid 2000s of some people through hiking, but there was like 5 people through hiking then. So, but other than that, we were just using it as like you did, like a day hike or one overnight or something like that. So I just never felt that connection until later. And now I don't even live there. So I wish I could do that. So
no, I definitely should get more involved. So hopefully this year.
Right. Yeah, I guess, is there anything you want to like finalize about your favorite sections of the trail and where people can follow your Instagram? And you're not blogging anymore, right?
No, I'm not. But I have, my Instagram is m.panair. And then I also have more of a professional website that's mpanair.com.
Yeah, with your art. I remember coming across that.
I have that. It has like some teaching things on it that I try to keep up with as well.
Yeah, and I that's another thing I like about your Instagram, is that you're always showing the things that you're doing with your students too.
I love that too. I go back soon, so I won't be doing quite as much hiking soon, but I'm trying to get as much in as I can these next few weeks.
Yeah, and I guess you teach lower grades, like elementary?
Mm-hmm. I teach pre-K through 5th grade art, and I've been at my school for 6 years. It's crazy.
I love it. I can't, we never had like an art class until we got to middle school. So I'm pretty jealous of those kids of having art.
I love it. They're so much fun.
If you do want to elaborate on any more of your camping or any particular hikes that, you know, you've gone out with Cypress's father. I can't think of his name at the
moment.
Keith?
Yes. Yeah, that's how I went swimming with today. Keith and little Cypress.
like I know you've gone out with them a lot of different hikes. So if you want to, if there's anything special or events that you remember that you want to share.
Trying to think.
I know it's hard to remember some.
I know, like on the spot, there's just so many. And I write them all down too. Like I actually log my hikes and it's a carryover from running. And so I do keep track of all that. Because a lot of people are asking like, how much do you hike? And I didn't have any idea. So I did start writing them down so I could keep track. So there's some things that I do that are still kind of runner things. So I don't think I'll have as many miles this year just because of my knee, but I'm trying to at least get out to some of my favorite places this year.
Right. And so you are going to have knee surgery?
We'll see. I just had the MRI today, so I have my follow-up on Wednesday, and then I guess that we'll decide. But it's been 6 months, so I gotta do something.
Right.
Well, that makes me kind of glad I didn't do Ocala though this year, because that was about the time I got hurt. So I'll save it for a year when I'm feeling good.
Better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of I don't know. All of Ocala is nice. So I was like, what's a good place to go? I mean, the Juniper Springs area up to Hopkins Lake. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I enjoyed it all. So
I know. I want to do it all too. That's what I planned, to go and do the whole thing. So this year, hopefully, we'll actually get to do that.
Well, and then they have a bunch of springs there too, and you have to go do the Juniper Run. So
I know I need to do that too. I've done the Yearling Trail across from Silver Glen. Mm-hmm. So I've done that little bit and hopped on the Florida Trail and did a little bit.
Yeah. I wanted to hit the Yearling Trail this year, but the day we were going through Ocala, it was raining. So not a good thing. I didn't bring any rain gear and it was, I don't know, hot. So who wants to wear rain gear when it's hot?
No, definitely not.
So. Yeah. So thanks for coming on the podcast and giving your perspective as a day hiker and a section hiker, just because I feel that's what the trail's made of primarily at this point in time. We have this through hiker season, but the rest of the year it's people like you that with this trail in their backyard that they're out exploring, and you know, you're sharing the gospel of the Florida Trail. So we need more people like you doing the same thing. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. This was so much fun.